Joseph was dismayed when his fiancée Mary was found to be with child. So he decided to divorce her and cry. But an angel came to Joseph in a dream one night to tell him that the Lord said it would be alright to
Mary, Mary, parents of boy too. Mary, Mary, plan to have it go through. This young thing's highly valued, and that is why I've been sent to tell you. Mary, Mary, parents are boy too. Mary, Mary, then you'll soon see what's said is true, not make-believing. From heaven above, God sends a Savior, and He'll deliver Him by a virgin. Mary, Mary, parents are boy too. Once you're married, then He'll prove the girl you love is truly pure. She's done no yourself. Marry her though, pride you'll swallow, till God's cleansed your land from sin and brought Messiah to the sons of men. Mary, Mary, parents her boy too.
Apologetics with an X. Welcome to another weekend of the best Christian parodies you'll find anywhere. I'm Jerry Q, the DJ, along with Jay, the lead singer for Apologetics and Lyricist too. And today we salute moms, stepmoms, custodial moms, grandmas. You got the idea. We love you.
Amen. Happy Mother's Day, ladies. And we really appreciate you very much. I'm glad I still have my mother around. She's heading towards her 91st birthday in July. So it's fantastic. Of course, the mother of all mothers was Eve, and we're going to talk about her in a minute. But before we go any further, I guess we should talk about the first song today. Of course, it's probably the most famous mother, maybe tied with Eve, would be Mary, Jesus' mother. And the song we did was called Mary, Mary, and it was about Joseph. And the first Mary is spelled with two R's. The second Mary is spelled with one R. In other words, it was the angel telling Joseph that God indeed wanted him to marry Mary, and he should not be afraid because that was a virgin birth that was going to be taking place, and his wife was faithful, and his child was going to be, or foster son, was going to be somebody very special, more special than anybody ever. Anyway, the next song is going to be called Eve Looks Back. It's a parody of Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. And it's Eve as she's expecting her son Seth, and after all the stuff that went down with Cain and Abel. After that, we have Bad Foreign Girls, one of my favorite apologetics parodies, a parody of Fat Bottom Girls by Queen. And it deals with some of the surprising mothers in Jesus's genealogy. Four in particular. Some of them are bad, some of them are foreign, some of them are bad and foreign. Anyway, it's one of my favorite songs. After that, You're Really Godly, and that's talking about one of my favorite mothers, and that's my wife, who is the mother of, we have five children. She's her name is Lisa, and this song is also dedicated to the other ladies of apologetics, the other wives, and they have a lot of kids that these ladies look after. Including, like Keith, our bass player, always says, my wife has four children, I have three, because he considers himself one of her kids to have to deal with. After that, we have a song called Mama Told Me What's to Come, a parody of Mama Told Me by Not to Come by Three Dog Night. And this is dealing about siphons and things. And my mother actually really did tell me back in the day not to mess around with psychics. We don't always agree on theological things, my mother and I, but that is one thing, a lesson that I learned from her that I still adhere to. After that, we have It's Not Eden, a parody of Superman, It's Not Easy, and it's Adam talking about the prospect of his wife Eve being a mother. And finally, did you ever ask where Cain got his wife? And that's a parody of Did You Ever Have to Make Up Your Mind by the Loving Spoonful. And, you know, Cain had kids. He had to have a wife. And you do a little math. Well, just listen to the song. We'll explain it. We'll explain the song for you. It'll make more sense. It'll be more fun.
Took one look, took it down. Bite an apple and it turns to brown. And I saw my deception, and there's no cover here. And at last, pride brought me down. Oh, we weren't meant to die, but it's rough. Can the child within me now rise above? Can I say things to change him so he'll thrive? Can I handle when I see him fuss and cry?
Oh, with forgiveness all through God, bad foreign girls, they listen here. Now I've got more than just what's shown. Cross ancestors set on thrones. And there's Jewish queens in his genealogy. I'll tell you, oh, but don't forget Bathsheba. She's not just David's diva. She ain't foreign. She done made a big mess of things. Now get this. I wanna know.
Are you gonna take my strong advice?
You're folding up the wheels. Get some prayer to this room. The crystal ball. heart was broken, still something ill on you. And that psychic friend you spoke with, his sales he has to get. Open up your wallet, sucker, credit, cash or check.
Mama told me what's gone. Mama told me.
Knocking at the door. You're looking for a real friend. He's passed his way before. They've seen so many things, but they ain't never seen the Lord.
If you don't repent, you ain't gonna see him no more.
Mama told me what's to come. Mama told me what's to come. She said, don't mess with divination, son.
Special things. to leave here. Did you ever ask what King got his wife? Pick up the word and read in Genesis 5. 'Cause Adam and Eve and daughters besides. And you betcha that's where Cain got his wife. Did you ever ask then why was it right for Cain to take one of his own sisters as bride? 'Cause so much has changed since the years have gone by. Did you ever let the Bible decide that time when Adam picked his wife? Body, the children were the only ones in the world. It's not like King could choose a thousand other girls. And now you know at last how King got his wife. And picking the one to be the love of his life. It's no longer legal in our modern times. Read Leviticus 18 verse 9. It's a really different world and millions exist here. And man, I'm not attracted to my younger sister. And then God the Father took Moses aside and said, tell them leave home, son, we're taking their bride. So if skeptics ever try to get snide, and they ask you dumb, so just the color of their pride. Just go to the pages of Scripture as guide. Then you never have to blindly reply.
Apologetics for the next, honoring those special ladies in her life that helped us grow up the way we should, moms. And we're on multiple radio stations right now with the program, and we want to make sure you can listen to Apologetics for the next. If you can't listen at 7 Saturday or Sunday nights or 11 Monday morning in the Central Time Zone on the originating station, well, there are lots of other ways you can check angel95fm.com and listen in.
That's right. We're online at angel95fm.com, and you know, just click on Apologetics and check our archives for the shows aired over the past few months. You'll hear songs like this, Isaac Man, a parody of Ice Cream Man by Van Halen, recorded live at a concert we did in West Virginia, just kind of spontaneously. Our sound man had a recorder going, and it turned out really nicely. So actually, we thought it turned out more nicely than the first time we did it. We did it back in 94. This one's from 2010, I think. And of course, Isaac's mother would be a lady by the name of Sarah. After that, we have Isaac's wife, Rebecca, who becomes the mother of Jacob and Esau. The song's called Are You Gonna Be Ike's Girl? It's a parody of Are You Gonna Be My Girl by Jet. Then we have That Daughter, parody of Blackwater by the Doobie Brothers. And I want to dedicate the first line of that song. The song's about Rachel, but the first line, I was thinking about my wife. And the first line says, well, I met me a wife, and she's really good looking. And that's my wife, Lisa. And Jacob's wife, Rachel. After that, we have Here Come the Sun. It's a parody of Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. And that's Jacob and all his kids. But four mothers taking care of them. We have Rachel and Leah and
dedicate
Johan,
one to the babies.
Johan, I think.
Genesis 17.
Then we have
Abraham was getting old.
Virgin, which is parody Virgin by Paul.
On out Genesis 17, Abraham was getting old. But he didn't have a child quite the way God said that he would. But he finally did. I'm the Isaac man. Papa's 99. Oh my my, I'm the Isaac man. Papa was 99. When the Lord told Abram the Sarah he would have a child. Hold on a second, boys. Well, the Lord said to Sarah, did you laugh? This baby will be your son too. I'm the Isaac man, baby. Papa was 99. When the Lord told Abram the Sarah he would have a child. Hold on one more. Well, the Lord said, Abram, I'm going to make Sarah mom. She'll have a son. The Lord said, Abram, I'm going to make Sarah a mom. And if you listen to me, Abram, ooh, there'll be a nation to come. Come on in, boys. I said one day it happened. There it was. The promise of the Lord came true. I'm Isaac, man. Bible was 99. You see, all God's babies are guaranteed the coming time. Come on, boys.
Because it looks like time for my little son to take a wife. He take a look and find him a pretty one to make his wife. Before Isaac, come on and get the quick. Now he don't need nobody here. Go look back where I wooed his mommy. Be back soon. A long way there. Please go sweeping it. Said, Lord, who's gonna be Ike's girl? Well, I went too sweet, then my camel stopped to drink. Here comes a girl so fine, and she gives him water, ain't she nice? I said, she took some time, and she did just what I prayed she might. 24 Genesis upon the disappear. I put a nose ring upon her, and some bracelets, and booyah. Who the Lord brought here, we shall see what Rebecca says. Now I can lead you home with me. Bethuel is my father's name, yeah. I know he may have much to say before I play your dating game, yeah. I said, are you gonna be Ike's girl?
I dream that Rachel's something her daddy's real funky. But I wanna keep going on out just the same.
For that daughter, keep on going.
Music in the crew, won't you keep on smiling, boy?
For that daughter, keep on going.
Yes, I simply swoon when you keep on smiling, boy.
For that daughter, keep on going.
Kiss your lips soon, won't you keep on smiling for me? Yeah, keep on striving for wife. It's gonna take everything. And a papa's gonna take 7 years of my life. But I ain't stopping working, cause I'm paying for her ring a lot. Just take my sweetheart and go out of town. Yeah, my papa did some funky switching and then I met the wrong one. And I ain't blind, but everybody thinks I'm done.
For that daughter, keep on going.
Missy, get your groom, won't you keep on smiling, boy?
For that daughter, keep on going.
This could just resume in a week of time, you know.
For that daughter, keep on going.
Make your sister move over, keep on smiling for me. Keep on striving for wife. It's gonna take everything. And I think it's gonna bring 7 years more strife. But I ain't stopping working, cause I'm paying for. Strive again.
Strive again, man. Make me strive again with your papa.
Gonna scram since your daddy done me wrong.
Yes, he's done me wrong. I like to have some fun and ditch this land, but your papa wants to make me strive again.
Strive again, man. Make me strive again with your papa.
Gonna scram since your daddy done me wrong.
Yes, he's done me wrong. I like to have some fun and ditch this land, but your papa wants to make me strive again.
Strive again, man. Make me strive again with your papa.
Gonna scram since your daddy
done me wrong. Yes, he's done me wrong.
I like to have some fun and ditch this land, but your Bible wants to make me strive.
Come on, Rachel.
Come on, Rachel.
Yes, you done me wrong.
I can have some fun and ditch this land, but your Bible wants to make me strive again.
Yes, you done me wrong.
I like to have some fun and ditch this land, but your Bible wants to make me strive again.
Sons, you can do it. Here come the sons, beside the Israelites. Israel father. Israelites.
Yes, the Karen, Zeb Newman, and the Joseph and Benjamin. It's a dozen, it seems like more, but it's just 12. Here come the sons, here come the sons, I love Israel. Israelites.
Apologetics for the Next. We're here every week at the same time, but if our friends would like to take home a few of the tunes for themselves, you have a library of over 600 plus songs, and I bet you can accommodate them on that, right, Jay?
We can, and before I should say it's Zilpa, I believe, not Zilha. Just after I said that, I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah. Anyway, yeah, we do have a library of close to 700 songs now. It's definitely over 600. Not quite 700, but almost there. And you can get them in all different ways. You can go to iTunes, you can go to Amazon MP3, you can go to Pandora, Spotify, YouTube, you can go to apologetics.com. Just remember, spell it like the name of the band, like the name of the show, APOLOGETIX.com. Apologetics with an X. And real songs like this. I sound like a record commercial here. And you also hear songs like this. Mary's Got a Son, a parody of Janie's Got a Gun by Aerosmith. JC's Mom, a parody of Stacy's Mom by Fountains of Wayne. That was a song that even got a casual mention in passing in USA Today. They did an article on the song Stacy's Mom, and they said it's even spawned a Christian parody called JC's Mom. They didn't say the name of the band. Maybe they couldn't spell it because they didn't listen to this show, Apologetics for the Next. Anyway, the song after that is called Naomi Gonna Be With Ruth. It's a parody of Only Wanna Be With You. Naomi had a son who had another son who had a son, and that, you know, David was her great-grandson. After that, we have, it wasn't Naomi, it was Ruth, but Naomi raised it. Naomi took the child on as her own. After that, we have Smooth Grandmama, a parody of Smooth Criminal, originally done by Michael Jackson, and this was in the version by Alien Ant Farm.
Oh, it's the son of my God. Oh, Mary, honey, what have you got? Oh, my Lord, it's your son. Got a son. Joseph's not the one. Whole world's having fun. Wonder how that was done. Babies need daddies too. What if it could be true? They say when Mary was expected.
married to. This baby can't die on you.
Thank you. is not a burning bridge. Took her life to bittersweet. She was married to one of my sons, and when he died, she came with me. I better help her find a hubby. They only gonna see her through. Somebody local, a lonely guy who needs a tool.
Called Name.
This lonely widow's got her son back now in my hometown called Nain.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.